In the bustling megacity of Serendale, where glass halls scraped the shadows and thoroughfares hummed with endless movement, two souls were about to cross paths, fated to change each other's lives ever. Amelia Clark was a youthful mastermind, bright, ambitious, and fiercely independent. Her days were filled with arrangements, meetings, and deadlines, but beneath her polished surface was a heart hankering for commodity further than sword and concrete. Her dreams were erected on the foundation of passion and creativity, yet she frequently felt an emptiness that the altitudinous Huttman couldn't fill. Ethan Walker was a musician, a gypsy who filled the megacity's small clubs and cafes with warbles that touched hearts and stirred forgotten feelings. He lived in the moment. With a debonair spirit that masked the scars of a history he infrequently spoke about, his guitar was his voice, and music was a language he used to speak his verity. Their worlds were different. Structured lines versus flowing notes, calculated plans versus robotic passions. Yet fate had a way of weaving the distant into harmony. It was a stormy Thursday evening when they met. Amelia had just finished a challenging day at her establishment and sought retreat in a small, dimly lit coffee house put away down from the megacity's chaos. She sat near the window, nursing a mug of darker past, loss and study. Ethan was on stage, guitar in hand, singing a song about lost love and stopgap, his voice raw and honest. Their eyes met compactly when he glanced toward the followership, and in that moment, commodity flitted, a connection neither could explain. After a set, Ethan wandered over to her table, guitar case slung over his shoulder. "Mind if I join you?" he asked with a shy smile. Amelia dithered, also jounced. They talked for hours, about dreams and fears, music and armature, the struggles of following one's passion in a world obsessed with practicality. Amelia set up herself laughing further than she had in months. Ethan felt a calm he hadn't known he was searching for. They parted that night with a pledge to see each other again. Days turned into weeks. Their meetings came the highlights of their lives, stolen moments amid busy schedules. Ethan played warbles he'd no way participate ahead, just for Amelia. She sketched structures inspired by his music, the lines on her paper dancing like his passions. But love, as always, was ent without its challenges. Amelia's career demanded further of her time, and Ethan's life on the road called him to distant metropolises and unknown faces. Their differences, formerly fascinating, began to stretch thin the fragile vestments holding them together. One evening, after a particularly tense argument about precedences and plans, they parted with gashes and unanswered questions. Amelia stood by her apartment window, gaping at the megacity lights, feeling the weight of silence. She wondered if love was enough to bridge two worlds so different, or if some distances were too wide. Meanwhile, Ethan sat alone in a rented room long halls down, strumming his guitar vocally, craving for a home he was unsure he could make. But beneath the query was a stopgap that ever might mean choosing each other, indeed when the path was uncertain. After that stormy night of words and silence, Amelia and Ethan set themselves at a crossroads neither had anticipated. Amelia threw herself deeper into her work, believing that success and recognition might fill the growing void. Her designs grew bolder, the structures high and further innovative, but her heart felt decreasingly empty. Every design was a memorial of Ethan's absence. Ethan, on the other hand, traveled from megacity to megacity, playing gigs and horse bars and bright carnivals likewise, but his music carried a melancholy it no way had ahead. The warbles were beautiful, but underneath was a quiet pang, the pang of missing the woman whose smile had formerly lit his darkest days. They stayed in touch through letters and late night calls, but the time zones and fatigue took their risk. The dispatches came smaller, the silences longer. One stormy autumn, Amelia set up herself in a quiet cafe, gaping out at the wet thoroughfares, clinging a letter Ethan had transferred days ahead. "Amelia, I do want to lose what we have, but I sweat I'm losing myself on this endless road. I'm coming home coming month. Perhaps also we can figure out whatever means. Until also, know that you're my song, and I carry you wherever I go." Tears blurred her vision, and for the first time in months, she allowed herself to hope again. When Ethan eventually returned, it was afterlife. The leaves were turning bobby and gold, the air crisp and filled with possibility. Their reunion was reluctant, both scarred by distance and fear, but unintentional to let go. They spent days walking through the megacity premises, talking through their dubieties and dreams. Ethan showed Amelia his new songs, Softer Now, written for her and the future they might make. Amelia participated in her rearmost designs, including a community center inspired by the idea of home and connection. Sluggishly, they began to bridge the gap, yet the history was fluently forgotten. Amelia's career was demanding, with a major design hanging to consume her. Late nights at the office, constant pressure, and the lure of a creation tested her balance. Ethan plotted with his own demons, the fear of being tied down, the recollections of loss, and the query of a future in one place. One night, after a heated argument about immolation and freedom, Ethan packed his guitar case. "I say I ain't do this," he said, voice breaking. "I do want to hold you back, but I do not know if I can stay." Amelia's heart shattered, but she didn't stop him. He left again, leaving her with a silence louder than any farewell. Months passed, each heavier than the last. Amelia realized she had been holding her breath, staying for Ethan come back, but perhaps ever meant further than staying. She began to rebuild her life not around him, but alongside herself. She set up joy in her work again, made new musketeers, and indeed started tutoring youthful engineers. Ethan's letters arrived sporadically, full of remorse and craving, but also hope. Eventually, one summer evening, Ethan returned for good. Standing in front of her, guitar in hand and eyes full of intentness, he said, "I'm ready to make a life with you." Amelia smiled through gashes, knowing that ever was a trip they would walk together, step by step. With Ethan back in Serendale for good, their relationship entered a new chapter, one erected not only on passion, but on tolerance, understanding, and commitment. The early days were delicate. Both carried scars from history, and the fear of repeating old miscalculations dallied. But each time mistrustfulness crept by, they chose to face it together. Amelia invited Ethan into her world, her family, her musketeers, her dreams. She showed him a megacity through her eyes, from early morning jogs along the swash to quiet nights in her favorite bookshop. Ethan participated his music in new ways, writing songs for her, playing small gigs that felt more like fest of love than performances. They learned to communicate actually, indeed when it was hard. When Ethan's restlessness rose, Amelia heeded without judgment. When Amelia's ambition pulled her down, Ethan supported her fiercely. One evening, as Afterlife painted the megacity in amber tinges, Ethan surprised Amelia with a simple regale in their apartment. Candles flitted, soft music filled the air, and the scent of rosemary and thyme wove around them. After Kate, Ethan took her hand and looked into her eyes. "Amelia," he said vocally, "I know ever is in a perfect story. It's full of questions, dubieties, and challenges. But I want to face all of it with you. Will you marry me?" Amelia's breath caught. Gashes lustered as she jounced. "Yes, ever with you." They embraced, the pledge of a participated future warming the cool night. Their marriage was a beautiful reflection of their trip. Intimate, sincere, girdled by the people who love them most. They changed promises beneath a bough of wildflowers, the megacity skyline glowing in the distance. Amelia promised to stand beside Ethan through every song in silence. Ethan pledged to make a home in her heart no matter where life's road led. They danced under puck lights, horse laugh mingling with music, the night stretching endlessly before them. Times passed, filled with madness and trials. Amelia's armature establishment flourished, creating spaces that brought communities together. Ethan's music touched more hearts than ever, his warbles echoing their participated story. They faced loss. Family members departed, musketeers moved down, but their bond only grew stronger. In quiet moments, they reflected on the path that led them then. "Ever," Amelia said formally, "is ain't just a word. It's a choice. Every day." Ethan smiled, "and I choose you every day." On a peaceful evening, decades latterly, they sat on the veranda of their home, hand in hand. The megacity lights twinkled, distant but familiar. Amelia rested her head on Ethan's shoulder. "Thank you," she rumored, "for being my ever." Ethan kissed her hair. And thank you for making ever worth it. Together, they watch the stars crop. Two souls ever entwine a love that survived every storm and bloom beyond any dream.